anyone attending an opening of Serbian sculptor Zoran Mojsilov's work in Minneapolis can expect to hear this. It's the sound of local minstrels, the Brass Messengers. Indeed, the over-the-top and cornet sounds of the Messengers embody Zoran Mojsilov's personality and the larger-than-life sculptures he's known for throughout the Twin Cities.
This piece, it's A Thousand Tits, it's called, and it's you have to go to Google and see on Greek. This is a Greek goddess. She gave the tits to 1,000 kids at the same time to the Greek army to become stronger. And here is the French tickler or bumpy. So we have the two European countries representing two entrants here, you know, like tits and fertility symbol from France and the fertility symbol from Greece.
Works at the Greek restaurant Gardens of Salonika in northeast Minneapolis, the East Lake Library, and the trendy Eat Street venue Ice House on Nicolette Avenue are made from leftover wood, rocks weighing thousands of pounds, or recycled steel Zoran finds in halls from local scrapyards. Fellow artists recognize and praise the way Mojsilov tames the most primal of materials.
But he's a complete madman. He is an absolute and complete madman. I saw him with a crew, you know, an entire crew with a crane, streets closed, giant pieces of wood being moved, and he picks up a chainsaw and starts making a piece of art on the spot. And then people are like, Zoran, what are you doing? But, you know, just completely spontaneous passion, and he's going to work on that piece. He saw it, the vision came, and there he goes with it, you know.
Zoran has work ranging from private commissions to public artworks all over Minnesota and the United States, and all over the world. Magic, Pig's Eye, Roast Beef, Moby Dick, and Gypsy Dance, those are some of the titles gracing his work that often resembles trees destroyed by lightning or stones in their most primitive state formed thousands of years ago. Zoran was born in Belgrade, the former capital of Yugoslavia, before the start of that country's brutal civil war in the 1980s and 90s. He came to the Twin Cities in 1985 after living and working in Paris. Already an established artist, he gained a reputation here as someone who, quote, you don't want to mess with. Maybe to those who don't know Zoran, his work might seem crude. The carved rock or the pounded steel, or maybe it's the way he talks, swearing, often vulgar references to female and male body parts.
I think somebody said size doesn't matter, and some babe said, who said this? I said, the guy with the small dick. That's why I made this big one. It's just art. It's like an organic form of one organ of the human, of the man.
But get closer, and you'll find the work is almost tender, tackling subjects like love, sexuality, and war, and the way humans interact. It's part of the way Zoran's work embodies the culture he comes from and its reaction to the things he sees around him. Here's art collector and developer Peter Remish, who is one of Zoran's biggest supporters.
I think he sees art, public sculpture, as a way of bringing people together. And I think whatever that means, I mean, just the ability for people to sort of navigate or come to the work of art and engage, I think is a very important concept for him.
Recently, a successful Kickstarter campaign is making it possible for Zoran to head to Vlasi, Serbia, the village of his grandmother, to build a public sculpture that will function as both a dam and electric generator the village can use. He's working with engineers from the University of Minnesota and others to make the project happen. It's not the first time he's done project in his homeland, but those had mixed results.
I made it a couple of years ago, one sculpture for them out of wood and steel, and the gypsies came and they took steel and sold as a secondary material, you know, like recycling. And the rest of the villagers use it for firewood, the sculpture. So I thought this time maybe I should make something where they can use it, so then they doesn't gonna feel like. So I said, why are you burning the sculpture? I said, what did you gave us? It's ours. So they understood they can do whatever they want. So they use it the best way they can.
For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.